我也挺幸运的。
Hi there, Tyree. Thank you for holding. My name is Paul, and of course, Lulu wanted me to get on the line, get you the details of the service, how it works, and what's included, answer any of your questions. And then also, since the business itself is very new, she did want me to apply that new in-business rate and make it even more affordable for you. A happy Tuesday, by the way. How is your day going so far?
So far, so good.
Good. Well, you know, I've got your file here in front of me, and I'm sure that you not only use Google yourself, you're probably also familiar with that local map, right? That pack result that pops up right near the top of the page?
Right.
Yeah, of course. I mean, it's kind of where we all go as consumers when we need something but don't necessarily know who to call. And for you especially, being that it's a young company, that's the power of this listing, because people will not need to already know the name of your company, but they'll find you when they're going on Google, going on Bing, typing in waste removal or junk hauling. Looks like you do delivery service and local moving too, right?
Correct, yes.
Perfect. So, you know, we can get you found for all of those different services and any keyword or search phrase related to those services. No website yet currently for the business, but do you have any photos of some of the work that you've done?
I have a Google website.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, I see you've got the Google listing. You've got the Google business profile site. So you've kind of gone a step farther than a lot of business owners have, and it's smart, especially for a very young company, you know, to make sure that you're registered, kind of verified by Google to be an active business in the local area. It does mean that anyone who knows the name of your company, anyone who's looking for you specifically, maybe they got recommended to you by someone who's used your services before, that's when they would see that information. Now, obviously, as a young company, you know, traditional word of mouth is not a huge factor for you just yet. Google, though, is right. The world's largest electronic word of mouth system on the face of the planet, and it's where we go when we don't know who to call, but we're typing keywords, and we're making a phone call based off of what we see on the first page of that search. So what our service will do, it's going to take the listing that you have and move it front and center onto the first page. Of course, we'll create the additional content that Google wants to see, all the destinations and directories that Google indexes, that all, a bit like a website, talk about your services and service area, kind of reassure Google that if you were to get phone calls, you would provide that service. So, of course, we would also do a social media campaign as well, paid Facebook ads. That way we can target quickly anywhere in your service area, get your phone ringing quickly, focus on specific cities, big and small, zip codes even. Now, you are going to get a detailed reporting and tracking system. And don't get me wrong. I mean, the Google websites are Google compliant. I mean, of course they are. Google builds them. But we could include at no additional cost custom website for you, Google compliant and also conversion driven. So a lot more information and content that most consumers want to see. We would do that at no additional cost because, quite frankly, our job is not just to put you on the first page, it's to get your phone ringing, to give the people who see you the reasons to call you. So you're looking at a flat rate here with the Facebook ads included, reduced pricing, of course, save you $300 every single month. It'll bring the rate down from what would have normally been $599 a month to a fixed flat rate of just $299. And that's the exact amount, whether you do 15 jobs a month or 50 jobs a month. So you're not paying per lead, click, call, or job, not a percentage of your profits or anything like that. Now, Lulu did attach here Angie Leads. Now, that's a different service altogether. That's a lead-based service. Are you using that service currently? Are you paying for leads right now?
Actually, I did get in contact with them probably a few days ago.
Okay. But you haven't gotten any leads yet? So this might be a better option for you. With something like Angie's, it's a shared lead service. I don't know if they mentioned it to you, but the lead that you get will be sent to like four or five of your competitors. So you all pay for that exact same lead. And if you get the job or someone else gets the job, or even if no one gets the job, you will all still pay for that lead. And for a young company, those lead fees can add up pretty quickly. It might be like $60, $80, or even over $100 per lead. So, I mean, like I said, if you're not getting a job right away, paying for those lead fees can add up pretty quick. But with this, you know, it's the $299 as an exact amount. That's with the custom website and the Facebook ads included. So you're definitely going to get phone calls, and all you have to do is talk to the people on the other end. Of course, you use Google, so you know that you won't be the only company that pops up when someone does a search for the services you provide, and not everyone who finds you there will decide to call you. But that's actually a good thing. It means that the people that call you, the calls that you get, are from someone that made an informed and educated choice to call you. They saw your website, whether it's the Google Business website that you've got or the one that we'll build. And it only takes us about 3 or 5 business days to build out that custom website for you. So it's definitely going to give people the reasons to call you. And the ones that decide to call you, even before they start dialing your number, they're already hoping that you answer the phone and that you're available to do the job, and thinking if your price is fair, they want to hire you for your services. So it's going to be a much higher conversion rate than you would see paying for leads. Now, I'm sure you've got questions for me, but at least on the surface, being that it is offered on a month-to-month basis with the calls coming directly to you, I'm sure that's something you do want for your business, right?
Right.
Of course. I mean, you know, Google it. It's where we go when we need to find something. So, you know, definitely as a young company, you can benefit from this particular listing, because it's not the businesses that have been around the longest or the biggest company or the guy that does the best job in town. That's not who necessarily gets put on the first page. It's just the company that has the right content, the destinations and directories that Google wants to see. So whether it's something that people have heard of, like Yelp or Facebook or any of the directories that Google indexes but are not known to the public, we'll create all of that content to get your phone ringing. Now, with that detailed reporting and tracking system, you'll see all the work that we do to get you on that first page, and, of course, all the work you're getting from being found there. Most of the time, you're simply going to get direct phone calls. Everything has the click-to-call feature. We'll be promoting your phone number. The website that we'll build, though, it will also have a contact form, so people can fill that out, tell you where they're located, what they want to have done. When they fill out that form, you get a text message as well as an email, so you always know right away when someone is trying to contact you, and whether they're calling you directly, as they most often will, or reaching out to you through your website. It's still a flat rate. You're not paying extra for those leads either. Anything they type into that form does repopulate right on your tracking and your reporting system, so you know how much work you're getting, where it's coming from, even who to follow up with. Now, Tyree, did you have any questions for me at this point?
No, so far so good.
Okay, perfect. And when we get your phone ringing, it seems like the number that we are speaking on, this is the number that you want your customers to call, right? This is the business number. Actually, the Google listing has the 452-1085. Is that a better number for your business?
Original number?
Okay.
But the phone was initially, and now I have to switch it over now.
So you do want the 4225 number to be the one listed then, right?
No, the 805. I want
805 ending in 4225. So 561-805-4225, that's the number. So we're going to put that number on the Google listing, and of course, make sure that people can reach out to you. The 1925 Mary Place, is that like a location where customers can go? Do you see customers come to you, or you, not necessarily? You always go out to them, right? Gotcha.
Yes, exactly.
Okay, perfect. And then we'll attach a new website to that listing as well. And it's not going to be, you know, the... Actually, yours isn't that bad. Usually Google sites have so much extra information on the end of the domain, but yours isn't that bad. I mean, if someone types in tngmovinganddelivery.com, that website would pull up. Usually, you know, they got business site and all that stuff attached to it, but yours looks pretty good. So we can actually use that domain and build out a brand new site for you. And then, of course, like I said, it's going to be the 805-4225 number that's on there. And then one thing that I wanted to get here from you, because, of course, like I said, when the calls come to you, they'll be calling that number. When they fill out the contact form, you get a text message and an email. First of all, that 805-4225, that's a smartphone, right? You do receive text messages on that number?
Correct.
Okay, and then as far as an email address goes, if it's a business email, we'll list it physically on the website. If it's more of a personal email, it would be hidden. No one would need to even see it, but it would still be attached to that contact form. What is a good email address either for you or for the business?
So for the business, it'd be official, tntmd@gmail.com.
Okay. So official and then TNTMD, like moving and deliveries, at Gmail?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Oh, and then Lulu never did get your last name, Tyree.
Oh, so my last name is going to be Gates.
G-A-T-E-S. You say Gates, G-A, G like George? Okay,
yeah.
Gates. Gates with an S at the end of it. And then Tyree, is that T-Y-R-E-E?
No, it's T-Y-R-E-S-E, Tyrese.
Oh, Tyrese. She put Tyree. I'm sorry about that. I've been calling you Tyree this whole time, but it's Tyrese. T-Y-R-E-S-E. Okay, Mr. Gates. I got that correct, yeah. Tyrese. So if you don't have any other questions, Tyrese, I'll do a couple of things. One, I'm going to take a look at our client interview calendar. That's to schedule the follow-up call. We will have one of our technicians talk to you more in depth about your services and your service area, any mission statement if you've got one, or slogan, motto, what's unique about the business. For example, if you want us to brand you knowledgeable, trustworthy, customer satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. We'll take care of all of that in a follow-up call. You don't have to be in front of a computer for that call, but it takes about 25, 30 minutes, so we'll schedule that when you've got a little bit more time. What I'm also required to do here, because we're Google partners, is to read what's called a voice verification. It does get recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know that it is a month-to-month service, that we're reducing the cost of the service, that we're waiving the setup fee, that we're even including a custom website at no additional cost. Now, the voice verification is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify the intent of my question. It is, however, pretty straightforward. Now, I am actually required to read it before I can even ask you for any form of payment, but if everything makes sense at the end, we'll move forward from there. Is that fair?
Yeah, that's it.
Okay. All right, Tyrese, give me just a second, Mr. Gates, to get that set up. Okay, so Tyrese, it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. Mr. Gates, this part of the call will, in fact, be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order, for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you want it to appear online?
It'll be TNT Moving and Delivery.
Okay. And there's a hyphen between the T, N, and the T. So T hyphen, N hyphen, T, all capitalized, right? And then moving and deliveries, the and is A-N-D spelled out, right? Not the symbol for the word and, just the word itself, A-N-D? Okay, perfect.
Yeah.
And that's exactly how I have that. Consistency is important. And then it says, please state your name and your official title within the business.
My name is Tyrese Gates, and I am the owner.
Okay. Mr. Gates, as the owner of TNT Moving and Deliveries, Tyrese, you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Right.
Of course. You make all the decisions for your company. And then for the billing information that you will be using for our services, Mr. Gates, are you an authorized user on that account as well?
Yes, I am.
Oh. Okay. Kind of a silly question, but I do have to ask it just to make sure you're not borrowing a card from your friend without them knowing. You didn't find a card off the street, but it would be in your name. And then it says to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you are actively involved in your campaign because it is our job to make sure that people who are in your area needing your services can in fact contact you. So for that reason, we do request that you actually agree to be receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to text messages, phone calls, even emails coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Tyrese, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes, I agree.
Perfect. Yeah, it's our job to get your phone ringing, but of course it's your job to answer the phone and talk to those people reaching out to you. Now, it does say to in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we ask that you continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. And the reason we ask is all the content that we'll be creating for your company. Of course, we would not want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. And equally or even more important is that we'll make sure that all of your business information online is always accurate, current, and consistent. So we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We're just saying if you decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, Mr. Gates, we ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure that all of that information is accurate. Tyrese, that's fair enough, right?
Correct.
Perfect. We're going to do what's called the NAPW audit, name, address, phone number, and website. So we'll make sure that all of your business information online is always accurate. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically too. But if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost that I was able to apply, waiving your setup fee, reducing the cost of the service, even including a custom website, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including the setup fee, which I'll actually waive altogether, will be charged today's date, the 16th of January, in the very reduced total amount of just $299.00. Mr. Gates, that is an exact amount as well as a fixed rate, so it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. In fact, it is an exact amount, no taxes, no fees, no surcharges of any kind. There's no lead fees whatsoever. The calls come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, and, of course, the social media campaign. The paid Facebook ads are included. In this case, we'll also include a custom website, Google-compliant, mobile-optimized, conversion-driven. We'll build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you, include it at no additional cost. When the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 16th of the month and that same exact reduced rate of $299. And again, that rate will never go up on you. It is, as I mentioned, a month-to-month service and offered completely at will, no contract, which of course means that you can stop at any time for any reason. No questions asked or fees involved, and in fact, if you get more work than you can take on, need to go on vacation, or if necessary, you can pause the service, even seasonally, by simply contacting our client support team. Mr. Gates, all that we request to prevent the charge to the next month of service is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date, and that, Tyrese, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Mr. Gates, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
I understand everything. I have a quick input, sorry.
Oh, sure, no problem.
Remember, saying earlier, I was telling you, I just tried to end your leads. I really already had paid them.
Okay.
And I would really want to get my refund back from them since I just started, so I can do this.
Yeah. Did you mention that to Lulu at all? Did she kind of tell you the process of going through with that? Because you just signed up with Angie's. How recently did you sign up with Angie?
That was like 4 days ago.
Okay. So that would have been like on Friday of last week or something like that, Saturday?
Right.
Okay. Yeah. So, I mean, they are required to give you a refund. I mean, you do have that right of rescission. Before you even reach out to them, you should call your card issuer and put a stop payment on that. Just let them know that you've decided to not use that service. That way your card issuer is fighting on your behalf. And if Angie's gives you any kind of like, my supervisor is going to call you back, that type of thing, then, you know, obviously your card issuer is going to back you up and get that refund for you. Because HomeAdvisor is actually legally required to give you that refund since you just signed up with them and you haven't used their services. So you'll definitely get that money back. So now, as far as the service on our end, though, it is a position that we're actively filling. Lulu is the one assigned to it. She did, I think, reached out to you earlier today, but I mean, I'm glad to be speaking with you because not only is this going to get your phone ringing, it's going to reach a lot more people than the Angie's would have. Not everyone uses Angie Leads. I mean, pretty much everyone, though, uses Google. If they're not using Google, they're using Bing, the other major search engine. Most likely, if they're doing that, they're on their smartphone. You're going to be found for people on a smartphone, a tablet, laptop, PC, even vehicles with internet access, whether they're searching on Google or Bing. And of course, you know, that flat rate is much more affordable. So not only is it going to make you more money, it's going to save you more money and save you the hassle of chasing down leads instead of trying to call someone who might not even answer the phone because your competitor already called them. Some people get mad. You know, I already scheduled with somebody else. Stop calling me. They don't even know you're spending money on that lead. And then you'd have to call Angie and say, hey, they hung up on me and you're charging me $50 for that lead. So I'm pretty excited to get this going for you and really happy that you're not going to have to go through that hassle and headache that too many business owners try when they're a young company. This is going to put the power of Google to work directly for you. But we do need to secure the listing for you so that we can stop calling through the area. Now that $299, mm-hmm. How did you want to take care of that, on a credit or debit card?
So I'll probably use a credit card.
Okay, perfect. Best part about that, you know, it's not like Angie's where they just take the money right out of your account. With a credit card, I mean, even if you're at the very end of your billing cycle, you still have 3 weeks to pay for it, right? So you'll definitely get the money back from Angie before then. And usually you're somewhere in the middle of your billing cycle, so you've got like 4 weeks or 6 weeks, I mean, probably a couple of weeks even before you get a bill coming, and then, you know, 2-3 weeks to pay for it after that. So certainly by then, we're going to get things going for you. Your website will already be in place. So I'm pretty excited to get this going for you. You guys do quality work, and it looks like you're ready to get out there and, you know, provide that service at a fair price. So that debit card, is it a MasterCard, Visa, Amex, or Discover? What's going to work best for you?
It'll be a Master. Would I have to pay to put the card on the phone? No, right?
Well, if we're to start the services, yeah, and we have a couple of spots available this afternoon. There's a 5 o'clock and a 6 o'clock for your client interview, so we can get everything going today.
Okay.
On that particular card, is it your name, the business name, or both?
It would be both.
Okay, and is there a middle initial for you, or is it just first and last name?
Yeah, my middle initial was a T.
T, okay. And then if you want to read that card 4 digits at a time, I'll repeat it back for you at the end for accuracy.
3792.
Mm-hmm.
3654.
Okay.
4621.
Yes, sir.
009.
And then
this is an American Express.
It's an American Express card. And then the expiration month and year?
05
of 2028. And then the four digits on the front of the card?
It'll be 0768.
So I have 0768 on the front of the card. And I've got May or 05 of 2028 for the expiration date.
Mm-hmm.
And then the card itself, was it 3792-365-446-21009?
Yes.
Okay. Does that bill at the home address, the 1925 Mary Place in West Palm Beach, 33407?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Yeah. So in about a minute here, you're going to get a confirmation email through our automated system. It does, in fact, have our client support phone number as well as the hours of operation on there. But if you've got a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
Yeah, I have a pen. Yeah.
Okay, perfect. So the toll-free number, Tyrese, is 877-635-6225. Again, that is 877-635-6225. And then it's simply option 1 or extension 1 to reach a live client support agent. And you can reach a live agent Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. That's Eastern time. And, of course, you can email the support team 24/7. Tyrese, if you email the support team, they'll follow up with you within the following business day. The email address is simply support@localsplash.com. Now, you will receive that information by way of email in about a minute. You'll also receive an additional email. That first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. There's going to be a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. That's everything that we did just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. You'll also receive that link by direct text message. When you receive either the text or the email, please let me know. I did want to walk you through just a couple of things there. Okay. It looks like the 6 o'clock got booked out, but there's still a 5 o'clock. I can get you in at 5. Would that still work for you to get that follow-up call in about 10, 15 minutes?
No, not necessarily. I'll be very busy.
Okay. How about tomorrow? I can do as early as 10 a.m. or as late as 6 o'clock.
Okay. So I'd like to do tomorrow. I'll do 6 o'clock.
So tomorrow we're going to, again, like I said, want to know just a couple little pieces of information. A lot of it we already have from, from the website that you've got, but just to make sure that everything is Google compliant, like how long you've been in business, how many employees you currently have and things like that. It's not necessarily stuff that's going to be listed online, but just something that we have for everything to be within Google compliant. So the call takes about a half an hour. You don't have to be in front of a computer as long as you can carry on a conversation. It's really just stuff that you know off the top of your head for your business. But we can do 10 a.m., there's 11, 12, 1 o'clock, and then in the afternoon there is there's 4, 5, and 6. There's also a 2 o'clock we could do. So, did you want something in the morning, mid-afternoon, towards the end of the day?
Yeah, I'll have to toward the end of the day because I will be busy.
You'll be busy.
From the time frame of 12 to 5.
So 12 to 5, you're kind of busy. Well, we could do before that at 10. I wouldn't want to do the 11. We could do the 10 o'clock or how about at 6 o'clock? 6 o'clock tomorrow work for you?
Yes, it is probably the best time for me.
Six? Yeah. Oh, okay. It's going to be scheduled from 6 o'clock until 7 o'clock. The call, like I said, takes about a half an hour. And it gets you probably pretty close to 6, so right at or shortly after 6 o'clock. If I am in between phone calls myself, I'll be on that call too, just in the beginning, though, just to kind of introduce you to your technician and answer any questions you might have. I don't get a lot of advance notice, so I might already be on a call, but either way, they'll have your file. They'll take really good care of you. At 5 o'clock tomorrow, you'll receive an automated email through our system, just a reminder email that the call itself is scheduled at 6 o'clock. And in about a minute or so here, I'm also going to send you a calendar invite. The calendar invite is just for your record. You don't need to respond to it, although some people do, and it's fine if you do. It's just going to say Local Splash CIENG. That just stands for Client Interview to be Conducted in English. Now, I did want to put a little bit of added security here on your account, just a question and an answer. If anyone calls us and tells us that they are with TNT Moving and Deliveries, even if it's you, Mr. Gates, and we recognize your voice, we will still ask you most likely for the answer to the security question. And even more important, anyone who calls you moving forward telling you that they're with Google or Local Splash, they'll need to know my name, which is Paul Gordon, and they'll also need to know the answer and the question. So if they can't get that information out to you right away, just politely let them go. It's not us calling you, okay? Of course, also, if they ask you for more money, just say, I don't think so, because the voice verification is clear. It's just that flat rate moving forward, not a penny more. But for your security question, your options are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which of those, Tyrese, do you want for your security question?
Did I have the place I was married?
Unfortunately, I can't, unless you wanted to put that under a different question. I've had someone put their own self under their first pet's name for some weird reason, but I can't change what's in the system. It's just the city you were born in or your first pet's name. The other one is your mother's maiden name. I could put that one in there, but I don't always recommend that. But if you wanted to put your wife's name, the person you're married to, we can put that under any of those questions. You just have to remember where it is.
Right, so you can use the pet name.
Okay.
And I'll use the name Ruby.
Did you say R-U-B-Y? Ruby, like the gem?
Yep. Yes, like the gem.
Okay, Ruby. So first pet's name, Ruby. So that's the answer and the question. And I have to type it in twice. Just the answer, Ruby. Okay, so first pet's name and Ruby. Now, did you happen to receive either the automated email or the text message that our system should have sent out to you already?
Yes.
Okay. Looks like our system piggybacked all these stuff that you get right away, which is the welcome email that I mentioned earlier with the client support information that I've already given you. And then you've got the Local Splash initial invoice and then another one. But the one that we want you to look at is the Local Splash initial invoice. If you click on that one and open it up, it's going to take you to something that says something like, thank you for choosing Local Splash. Your invoice is located below. And then it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. The blue click here is hyperlinked, and you can click right on it. It'll take you to Local Splash terms and conditions. Do you see that one, the invoice email?
It's in my Gmail, right?
Yeah, it went to your email address. And then it should say Local Splash initial invoice.
Yeah, I see it now.
Okay. So again, when you open it up, it's got, thank you for choosing Local Splash. A little bit further down, it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms, and then click right on the click here, and it goes to the Local Splash terms of experience, talking about the services that we'll be providing for you on the left-hand side, beginning with Google Business Profile Optimization. Mr. Gates, are you able to see that?
Yes.
Okay. So, of course, Google is going to be our main focus. It's pretty much everyone's main focus. But we will mirror the content on Bing because, of course, like 1 out of 10 people, that's still a lot of people. We want you to get those phone calls and opportunities. The directories are not just Google, Bing, and Yahoo. We will do that custom website for you. We are going to do the Facebook ads. I don't want to walk you through everything here. Of course, your time is valuable, and I appreciate your time. There's a long line that goes across. Underneath it, it populates your mobile number, and this is the number that we're going to be promoting for the business, the 561-805-4225. The boxes below that, please click on both of them. One says, I agreed to receive SMS messages, which, of course, are just text messages through the computer. We want to be able to send you those text messages. The other one says, I certify that I'm the authorized holder and signer of the card. So do, of course, click on that box. Now, the longer box underneath it with an arrow pointing towards it says, that says sign, that's where you either type in or copy and paste your name, and it needs to be an exact match. So if you type it in, make sure it is case sensitive. The first initial, middle initial, and the first letter of your last name are all capitalized. There is not a period after the middle initial of T, just the space before it and after it, no period. If you copy and paste the whole thing, just be careful to not copy a space before or after. But when you've got Tyrese T. Gates, just as it appears there in that box, make sure you click on the confirm signature box to the right of it. That's going to do a few things. First of all, it lets us know that you know that it's month to month, that we've waived your setup fee, that we're reducing the cost, it'll never go up, that we have even included a custom website. It will also allow us to do the initial NAPW audit to make sure that any information that's out there is accurate and to fix it if it is not. We already do know that we are going to replace that older phone number with the one that we're speaking on now. But once you've click the confirm signature, you'll know that you're successful in submitting that when it asks you for a username and a password. So just let me know when you see that next page.
I am.
Okay. So, Mr. Gates, you can actually stop right there, Tyrese. The reason you're seeing that, it is coming from the same dashboard portal that you'll be using very soon to access your tracking system. The automated system thinks both that your tracking system is already active and that you are trying to access it right now, neither which is really true. We do have to do the client interview first for there to be content to track, but in the next day or so, maybe a day or so after your client interview tomorrow, you'll get by text and email your username and a default password. Now, you can change the password once you log in if you like. Some people never do, and it's totally fine either way. I can give you the username. That has already been assigned, and it cannot be changed. Luckily, it's easy to remember. It is your phone number, the number we're speaking on, the one we'll promote for the business. The area code is included, but it's just numbers. There's no dashes or spaces or parentheses. So, of course, your username is the number 561-805-4225. In any correspondence to the support email, support@localsplash.com, please include your username or your phone number. They're basically the same thing. Now, the calendar invite that has been sent to you as well, you should get that in a minute. It actually does have your username, your name, and then your actual phone number with the dashes and things like that. But you're all set and squared away. Again, that follow-up call is in the 6 o'clock hour tomorrow, so it would be right at or shortly after 6. Things get a little bit busy during the end of the day. I may not be able to be on that phone call. Hopefully I am, though, because it was a real pleasure speaking with you. But if I'm not, they're going to call you on their own. I did either way want to be the first to say welcome aboard. Pretty excited to get this going for you, get your phone ringing directly, get you the jobs that you're looking for. And, of course, we're looking forward to earning your business just 1 month at a time.
Right. You know.
All right.
Thank you.
Real pleasure, Tyrese. You have a wonderful rest of the day, and we'll be talking to you tomorrow.
Yes, sir. Wait, quick question.
Of course.
He told me, you said I should put a hold on the card that I use.
I would if you're trying to get your... If you're trying to get, not the card itself, just on the one payment, if you're trying to get your money back from HomeAdvisor, and, I mean, I think it's a good idea, not speaking from experience personally, because I've never used Angie's or HomeAdvisor powered by Angie, it's all the same thing. I've never used them personally as a consumer, and of course never as a business owner, but I remember back long before it was Angie's, it was of course HomeAdvisor. Even before then it was called Service Magic about 10 years ago, and over the years I've talked to many business owners who wish they never tried it. You know, some of them throw good money after bad, trying to get the job that would, you know, pay for all the leads and things like that. A lot of people like you just want to get their money back right away. So You do have what's called the right of rescission, 3-day right of rescission. So if it's been just 3 business days, they are required to give that back to you. Unfortunately, after talking to some business owners who tried to get their money back, they says, oh, well, they told me their supervisor was going to call them back that afternoon. And then, you know, they don't. The next day they try to call, they can't get anybody. Now, I think they try to push you past those 3 days, but then you can still get that money back. Your card issuer, and especially if you use the Amex, I mean, they're going to fight for you. They're going to make sure that you get that money back. So you would call your card issuer and say, and was it like $288 or $289, like an annual membership fee that you paid to them?
Yeah.
Yeah. So tell them, you know, it's a charge to Angie's or Home Advisor powered by Angie. I'm not sure how it would show up on your card, but for the amount of $288 or $289, and then just tell them that you wanted to stop that payment and that you're disputing the charge. And then they would actually assist you in getting that refund, because that's their job, you know, to help you. So they're definitely going to help you with that. Then you can call the Angie's and say, look, I've already stopped the payment with my card, so just make it easy on everybody and refund it, because my card company is going to be fighting to get that money back anyway. And you're entitled to it. They did nothing for you, and I don't know if they disclosed it. This is one thing that really breaks my heart when I talk to people. They say, oh, but they told me I'm only going to pay for the lead when I get the job, and then they find out later that they paid for every single lead, even if they didn't talk to somebody. So, you know, I've heard, you know, I don't ever like to say anything bad about any other company, right? But there's a class action suit, and I think it's over 4,500 contractors that are actually joined that class action suit against HomeAdvisor/Angie for the quality or lack thereof of the leads that they were getting. So I do hear business owners like you expressing difficulty with that particular service. So it's probably much, much better for you that you ended that relationship as quickly as you did. And I know you're not going to have much of a problem getting that refund back, especially if you alert your card issuer that you used to make that payment of $288 or
$289. Mm-hmm. You know.
Yeah. And keep in mind, we're here to help you. You know, we'll help you out in all manners related to your business online and anything else that relates to it that we can help you out with. We are here Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., and you can call us directly. And, of course, emails or text messages get responded to the next day.
Very cool.
Thank you so much, Mr. Gates. You take care, Tyrese. You enjoy the rest of your day, and we'll be talking to you about 6 o'clock tomorrow evening.
All right, cool. Thank you as well.
Thank you too, Tyrese, and congratulations on your business. We want to help you grow and succeed. So thanks again, and we appreciate your time.
Thank you too. Take care.
You have a good night. Take care. Bye now.